Hi everyone, this is Luke Moroney for the Daily Property Search Podcast. And today I want to talk about what is happening with interest rates. Interesting discussion at the moment because in the past there's been different thoughts around this in the marketplace from economists. And if you go back 12 months ago, maybe even longer, that economists were tipping that interest rates weren't going to increase over the next 12, 18 months. And they were really positive about the marketplace. Don't know about their research behind that or what had led them to having those views, but we found ourselves in this situation now that that they've reversed their decision, saying that either rates will stay on hold or rates will go down. So I want to explore a couple of ideas around this right now and seeing what's happening in the marketplace in terms of you as a consumer and getting rates or interest rates from the banks or lenders that are out there, and the factor of what is happening with the Reserve Bank of Australia rate that the banks guide themselves on how much they're going to charge the customers in terms of interest rates when they're borrowing money from those banks or lenders. So the first point I'd like to make is a discussion that I had with a bank, with actually the Macquarie Bank, and in terms of an interest rate on my own personal property that I've got in my portfolio. And it was interesting for them to discuss the idea of the fixing rates right now and thinking about what's actually happening in the marketplace. And on the back of that, they mentioned to me that there's going to be an increase in the interest rates on variable loans from next Friday by 0.16%. So even though the RBA is not moving, they're actually stating that they are going to increase their rates. And I'll get into the reasons behind that or what has been discussed by them a little bit later in the podcast. So think about what the lenders are going to do. Maybe it's a situation now, right now for you in what you've got. If you've got variable rates or you're coming out of fixed terms soon enough, maybe you want to have the discussion with your mortgage broker or your lender direct. And it depends on the institution or the lender that's actually being used. Sometimes you actually can go through your mortgage broker. Sometimes you have to go actually direct to the lender to actually adjust some of these rates, which is unfortunate because you've got your mortgage broker in place. They should be looking and doing those things for you. Maybe they don't want the pressure from mortgage brokers to have a look at a refinance or anything, and they would like to deal with the consumer direct or the customer direct. So the second point I'd like to make is in terms of what the RBA are saying and what they are doing. They've kept rates on hold for quite a long time now. And what does it mean about when they increase or decrease rates? Typically, you will find if they're increasing rates that you'll find that the economy is going really well, inflation is increasing, and there's a lot more confidence in the marketplace. When they're actually talking about decreasing rates and they actually put it into action, then you might find that things aren't as rosy as people make out them to be. So there is a concern in the marketplace if they start to drop rates. There's even a thought process that we might go to a point of having zero interest rates, where we've seen other areas of the world, and even Japan has been at zero interest rates for something like 15, 20 odd years. So we've just got to look about what's actually happening, how we devise our plans, our strategies on the back of what's going on in the economy, on the back of what people are saying. Now, they've actually stated in the past that they feel there's a bit of confidence, and you've got to think behind some of those words that they're saying. Are they trying to prep up the market to say, get a little bit of confidence, get away from what the media is saying and all the fear and uncertainty in the market, get to a position where they are actually having that ability to say, okay, things are better than what I expected, but they're not really. So you've got to think about what's happening, some of the other rhetoric or words that they're saying in their speeches, and how defiant they are about that confidence. So that's where I would suggest that you look beyond what has been said about those comments of saying that we're going to increase or we're going to decrease, and look to the broader spectrum of the marketplace and actually see what's going on. See if you think that the rates are going to get increased or decreased. What is your gut feel on it? And if you look to the economists, they all got it wrong. 12 or 18 months ago, or a high percentage got it wrong. I don't want to specifically say anyone in that regards, but there was a lot saying that was going to be increased. But I felt at the time that what is really helping the market go from strength to strength to strength? And I couldn't really see anything in the marketplace that's really telling me that. Now, there was a lot of overseas tourism that was happening in Australia, so that's a positive point. And there's a lot going on in the education space for Australia. But I felt the biggest thing, and sort of mining was probably a little bit average, things are, you know, petering on, but there's not a lot of confidence in China bringing in a lot of raw materials, so mining materials, to take overseas. So that was, you know, it's progressing fairly well, but nothing like the boom that we had back in, you know, 06, 07, and those couple of years through that GFC as well. So the negative side of things is, you know, what's happening with housing prices and the confidence in the market, what's happening with construction and all the negative media around some of this high-rise building at the moment, is that going to take a lot of people out of jobs? And that's the significance of what's really happening in the marketplace. And that is a big employer of people. We've already seen real estate agents leave their jobs because of the lack of, you know, listings coming through, the lack of commissions they're able to attain, and looking for other possibilities in the marketplace. So that's some of the things I would like to explore in regards to, you know, what's happening with interest rates, what people are saying, and how you direct your investing, your strategies, your plans moving forward on this. The third point I'd like to make is one of the reasons Macquarie Bank actually stated to me that they were increasing the interest rates. They said it was on the back of what APRA are doing, so the Australian Prudential Regulatory Authority, the people that govern the bank, and you know what's happening with the Royal Commission. But they did say that the lack of business right now was a reason why they are actually looking to increase the rates, one of the reasons why. So that really made me think about what's really happening. And they're saying that their cost of lending out money is getting more expensive. And one of the reasons is their lack of business that they're obtaining right now in the marketplace. Now, I've seen an increase in the customer service of what's happening at some of the banks out there. And I know Macquarie is doing quite a good job right now. I'm able to actually get direct numbers for individuals working at the bank and call them up and have conversations with them and make decisions over the phone and get things done very quickly. So there's definitely a change in that customer service. And I think there's a realization about they have to be in the forefront of what they're doing to actually retain business and increase their business. So there's a lot of factors going into this at the moment. And we all, as investors, as homeowners, as even renters, need to be realizing about what's happening in the marketplace. Is it going to affect our jobs? Is it going to affect our property portfolios? Do we need to look at our interest rates right now? Do we need to fix things in? Are interest rates going to be increased from the banks? Are interest rates going to decrease from the Reserve Bank of Australia? So all this is in consideration for what's going on right now. And hopefully that gives you an insight on what's you're thinking about where interest rates are going and what is really happening in the marketplace right now. I'm trying to think about things that are positive out there in the market. And there is not a lot of competition out there at the moment. So if you are buying property, you can ask for significant discounts on property or just wait for the next one to come along. So hopefully that helps with regards to what's going on in your investing. If you'd like to discuss this a little bit more and get in a little bit more detail around it, love to talk to you at some point. And my number is 0400-332-377. And enjoy the rest of your afternoon, evening, or whenever you're listening to this. Over and out for today. Thank you, guys.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.